Hello, everyone. It's Dr. Joanne Dahlketter with Performing Edge Coaching International, and it is June 9th, 2016. So today we're going to be talking about websites and of course, any other questions that you have. The main purpose for these calls is to, you know, connect with you all and answer your questions. So I always love to answer questions and anything that comments that you have. So and we're going to, and then the next call, you know, we always have these on second and fourth Thursday of the month, so next one would be June the 23rd, it's the same time if you want to put that down on your schedule there. And then, so what today we want to talk about website essentials and did someone else just join us too?
Yeah, this is Jeff, Dr. Jeff.
Oh, hi, Jeff. Good, so glad to have you on the call.
Thanks.
Yeah, great. So we're going to talk about website essentials here and talk about like five essential things that every website should have and then how to, you know, have your website bring in a steady stream of new clients and different ways to bring in revenue through your websites and different mistakes to avoid when designing and improving your site and how to collect emails from your visitors. Oh, did someone else just join us too? Oh, I thought I heard a ding. Did someone else new just join us? Oh well, I'm not sure who that was, but it's hard to hear who it is. But I just want to welcome everyone, and so then we wanted to talk about, you know, freebies that you could give away, you know, usually offered to your clients so they can get to know you. And converting visitors into clients and then making sure your website is mobile-friendly. So as well as other things, any questions you have about your own website. So I know everybody's working on websites or improving the one you have, and that's great. And I don't know, Evan, are you on the call as well? He usually joins us as well. Did someone else new just join us?
Yeah, hello, this is Evan.
Oh, hi, Evan. How are you?
Good. Sorry. I had problem with my Skype account, so now I'm here. Sorry.
Okay. Thank you. Yeah. Glad you're here. Can you hear me? Can you all hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Great. So I'm, I know, Evan, you sent some good questions, too, I wanted to answer. So that's great. And I, let's see. I know, Evan, you were asking about, let's see, what I'll do is after this call, I've got a like an example of an action plan for clients that I'll email to each of you and put it on the website as well. So that'll be something, you know, just kind of an example of something you could do for an action plan for, you know, for clients, and then you could take that as a template and put in what you'd like for your own clients and that kind of thing. So that'll be one good tool, and then I also have a questionnaire that I'll email to all of you with the, you know, if you have prospective clients, that you could use to have the clients fill out a questionnaire for, you know, what their goals are, what their obstacles are, that kind of thing. And then a third thing, I think, was the that I talked about before, that Evan, you mentioned, was one that's a questionnaire that's geared more toward coaches rather than just athletes. So I'll email that to you as well. So I got three things on my homework list or things that I'm ready to send to you. And so that'll be great. And then this last email I sent you, the how to work with Olympians. My notes are at the bottom of that email I just sent you yesterday, so hopefully you can look at that as well. So let's see. And then one other thing was, I wanted to answer something real quick, was, if a client is... someone asked, Evan, if you have any clients that are disappointed in their first visualization experience or not really enthusiastic, what do you then do or say? And I would try to get, that's a good question, I would try to get feedback from them about was it that they needed, or oftentimes there may be something about something that I did or you did that's not as helpful for them. Sometimes it can be a simple thing like just saying one word too many times. Like I used to say good at the end of every couple sentences, good. Kind of like I was reinforcing them, and that was like irritating to the client, and they told me that, and so I took notes of that and then redid a visualization and took that word out, and that was very helpful. So it's really important to get feedback, and not just to feel dejected yourself, but this often is a specific reason why the visualization or experience wasn't working for them, and so you can ask them what their feedback is. Oh, did someone else just join us? Okay.
Hi, Dr. Joanne.
Oh, is that Daniel?
Yes.
Hi, Daniel. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Oh, good. Yeah, great. Yeah, I just wanted to, Daniel just sent in his your exam. Thank you so much, and I got a chance to look that over. I'll send you your certificate. I just wanted to say and tell everyone, congratulations, you're now a certified performing edge coaching professional.
Thank you very much.
Great.
Yeah, congratulations, and that's amazing, awesome that work that you've done, and all of you are doing great work, going through the program, Suzanne, and Evan, and Jeff, and Michelle, you've been with us for so long. It's great. Everybody's been, there's always new things to learn, and it's great. So I just wanted to finish what I was saying about visualization. If a client's disappointed in their first experience, then visualization experience, then ask them, sometimes they might feel uncomfortable if they're in your office or something, they might feel uncomfortable closing their eyes. So you can ask them, you can say, oh, you can just keep your eyes open and just stare at one point in the room. It's good to not be looking right at them when you're doing the visualization because they might feel self-conscious and it's hard for them to sort of get into their own experience. So have them just look at the, one point in the, a wall or something at the end of the room. Sometimes they feel, anxious, or if they're fearful, or too much going on in their head. Sometimes it's easier just to stare at one point or stare at a picture, that kind of thing. So you can have them do that. Sometimes it could be, ask them, for specific feedback about what they want, what would make a visualization good for them. And often they can give you ideas that you hadn't even thought of. It's amazing. Clients come up with all kinds of things. Especially kids are great at this. They have a great imagination. So they say, like that one I mentioned a while back, who's a 10-year-old baseball player, and he said, I want to imagine that I'm the ball, the ball being pitched at me. He's a baseball player, and he was at the bat, and he said, I want to imagine that I'm the ball coming across the plate. I had never imagined, never thought of that myself. And then he says, now I want to imagine that I'm the bat. And so we did a visualization around that just based on his own ideas that he came up with. Sometimes it could be too long, the visualization too. So you want to make it, I think 10 minutes maximum is good. If it's too long, then they get bored. So you could, if the client is younger, like the younger the client is, the shorter maybe the visualization you want to be. So it could be just 5 minutes. If it's a younger kid, 10, 11, 12, or even 15 years old, their attention span is shorter, so make it maybe more like 5 minutes. And just do a short little intro of breathing and then get right into the material. Sometimes they might get bored because there's too much, introduction of relaxation part, and they want to get right into the information, say visualizing their sport, and so that they can use that visualization right before they go on. So those are good. And in the visualization too, there's a question about is it better to use you or I? I think you can do both in a visualization. Speak to the client, and then say you're swimming and you're feeling good, you're feeling strong. And then when you're doing the affirmations, the power words, it's good to use the word I. I feel strong. You can say if you're the client, Michelle's the client, say, Michelle, you can say to yourself, I believe in myself. I radiate an inner confidence, that kind of thing. So, I have everything I need to do this event. So that kind of thing, you can use both you in the beginning and then